I think that one of the wonderful things is to realize that you're not the only one, because at first you think, oh, I'm the only one. And you meet other people who are just like you and who've been through the same kind of worries. And some of them are further along the road and they've come through the worries to a real acceptance and pride in their child. And it's wonderful to realize that it's possible to be like that. We also talk about various worries that people have, like, we'll say, family festivals when, you know, the son brings the boyfriend home and, you know, how are they going to cope with that? Or what if some aunt throws a wobbly and goes home or something because it's too difficult? But you see, the other thing I want to say is that we're all victims in a way of our upbringing, because if we heard a lot of things about gay people in our background, if we heard some really negative things, then you take all that on board, and then when it happens in your own family, it's going to be a very hard journey for you. I was lucky, I think, because I heard not so much of that. And so I'm sure, that and the fact that I just by chance met a number of gay people who've been so good to work with and so wonderful to me over the years, that it sort of softened the way for me a bit.